Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Let's go to our chief reporter, Barry White. Barry, you were down at McGenna House Hotel until late last night. There was some engagement, I understand, between locals, politicians and hotel management.
Yeah, so about around 6 o'clock last night, there were over 30 locals who came outside the hotel at this stage to protest. And a number of them and local Senator Timmy Dooley actually met with the hotel operator last night on the grounds of the hotel. Now, after this meeting, there was then another meeting with a larger group of locals to discuss what the next course of action would be. And I suppose they were trying to come to an agreement on whether or not the protests would end. The locals want guarantees on how many people would exactly be staying here. Would the services be provided and things like that. So I spoke to Senator Timmy Dooley after this meeting last night.
There's been a good engagement between the operator and the local community, and like, unfortunately, there was no engagement whatsoever with the local community at the beginning, and that has proven to be a difficulty. People really didn't know what was happening, didn't know who was coming, had no engagement. So now a level of engagement has started, and hopefully it can be brought to a successful conclusion, that there isn't a necessity for people to be protesting and blockading the area. But there's still some work to go on that, but hopefully over the next 24 hours some movement can be found. It needs to be brought to a conclusion sooner than later. The people who are manning it, they don't want to be here. It's not good for those that are now resident here. Hopefully the concerns will be allayed to a point where it won't be necessary to have a blockade, but that's going to take a little bit more discussion and a little bit more negotiation.
Look, there's been a lack of consultation with locals here once again. We've seen it happen before. Should the Minister of Integration come here and meet locals? Some of them said to me earlier that they would like to meet him.
Yeah, and look, I recognise that the Minister isn't going to be able to visit every community, but I think there has to be, we have to find as a government a better way of communicating with local communities about what's proposed and what's going to happen. I mean, we're, you know, as a state, we're facilitating 84,000 refugees in accommodation across the state. That's way above whatever we would have done in the past. So, you know, facilities like here at McGowan House have been used that would never have been used in the past. So that does put pressure on the system. So the Minister won't be able to visit every site, but I think, you know, as politicians...
But if he did visit here, we may not see protests like we've seen.
I think if there had been engagement at the outset, maybe between the operator and the local community, we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in, and I think the operator would probably accept that now in hindsight.
Okay, Senator Timmy Dooley there. Barry, he's hopeful this protest will end in 24 hours. You were there. Do you think it will?
I was there until about 8:30 last night. They were still standing around blocking the road and protesting at that stage, and when I left, they told me that the protest will not be ending. I'm told it will continue. So what happened here yesterday evening was, or what happened here yesterday was, a number of locals blocked the access road to the hotel. At one point, they were even blocking this rural road with tractors, like you said to Jonathan earlier. Now, locals did this after a busload of asylum seekers arrived here on Monday night. Now, they say they are protesting because there was no consultation, while just last week they claim that Clare County Council said that nobody would be moving into this hotel or the three holiday homes in the grounds of the hotel anytime soon because of a lack of facilities. There's no kitchens in these holiday homes. The asylum seekers told me this themselves yesterday. There's going to be 11 men in each house, and the closest town is Ennis, which is 8 kilometres away. Locals say there's no public transport from Inch to the town of Ennis, and there's not even any lighting along the main road into Ennis. So that's what locals say their concerns are. Now, as you heard there, Senator Timmy Dooley said he was hopeful of locals and the hotel coming to some sort of agreements and the protest standing down today. However, I spoke to one local man, Rory, last night, and he told me the protest will be continuing.
The protest will continue until we get the assurances we require from the government. At the minute, we're not really getting the assurances at a high enough level. We're being told a lot of stuff at local level, we'll call it, that hasn't really checked out in the past, so I'd be very slow to say that we're at an advanced stage.
What assurances do locals want?
Just about general numbers and discussions with people about what these people are going to do when they're here. Like, so, you know, they've nothing to do. It didn't fare to them and it didn't fare to anyone, this whole situation. There's been no consultation. So, yeah, well, there is no integration. There's no trust between people here and the management. They've been trying to pull the wool over our eyes.
Do you have any issue with where these people are from?
Because I have no issue. I brought two of them to the shop earlier on. There's no problem. What you call it? Go ahead, lads. They asked me to bring them to the city centre. All I could do was show them where the city centre was, because there is no city centre. And I brought them for a drive in the road, and I recommended they don't go walking in the Kilmealy Road because it's dangerous. And they agreed with me. One of them drives an e-scooter, and he said it was too dangerous for that.
Should the Minister for Integration, Roderick O'Gorman, come here and meet locals?
In an ideal world, do I believe that'll happen? No. As far as I know, he's a meeting tomorrow with local politicians. The outcome of that, we shall see. As it stands, we have no real answers got. So the protest will continue until we have some kind of assurances.
So there's around 30 asylum seekers in the three holiday homes, we're told, now currently.
We're told it's down to 20. But,
do you expect more to arrive? And would you expect to be told if more arrive?
They're telling us they would tell us if there's more arrive. I don't expect we'd be told.
How long could this protest go on for?
I wouldn't put a time frame on it. There's a strong local community here.
How long are you prepared to sit out
here? As long as it takes.
Days, weeks, months.
Months, there's no problem.
Right, you heard him there. Months, no problem. What he said. Our chief reporter Barry White there. Barry, really interesting take there from that scene in County Clare. The minister, as you heard in Barry's report, there is Roderick O'Gorman is going to meet with local politicians today. So we'll see what comes out of that. Barry White, thanks indeed for that.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.